I spoke at a Jehovah's Witnesses gathering. All they wanted to hear was knock-knock jokes.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I loved my grandpa. Except in church during the singing, he could hit high notes that you couldn't find on the piano. I cringed and slid lower in the pew, hoping my friends wouldn't see me. Other than that, I was proud of Grandpa Calloway. He was the first grown-up I ever saw eat a sardine, eyes, bones, and all. But imagine, if you will, discovering that your grandpa wasn't who you thought he was. Kai Hess was 14 in grade 7 when the shadows began to fall. In Germany, Kai told my radio buddy Chris Fabry, it is mandatory that students learn of the horrors of the Holocaust and are educated about Hitler, the Third Reich, and the atrocities the Nazi regime carried out on the Jews and many others. One day, Kai's teacher was describing the concentration camps, and Kai learned that the architect of the massive Auschwitz camp, part of Hitler's final solution to exterminate the Jewish race, was Rudolf Hess. After school, Kai asked his mother if that name had anything to do with them. Yes, she told him, that's your granddad. Well, we all have some nuts on our family tree, but this was beyond anything the boy could have imagined. Shocked, Kai Hess set out to explore the truth about the legacy, the dark legacy, left by the commandant of Auschwitz. Kai says it was incredibly difficult to come to terms with the horrific reality of his grandfather's actions. He says, my heart broke when I heard that. Kai's father, Hans, was raised in the shadow of Auschwitz, where the home and grounds were like a playground with a garden and a pool. He recalled happy memories of that home, birthday parties, and joyful celebrations, even though the crematorium was visible from his bedroom window. After the camp was liberated, they moved as far as they could to southern Germany. Says Kai, I think he felt guilt and shame because that's what I felt. Kai was 17 when he found a book on his mother's bookshelf. It was a German copy of The Commandant of Auschwitz, penned by Rudolf Hess, his grandpa, while awaiting execution. Kai's heart broke as he encountered the coldness of his grandfather's soul. For the first time, he experienced pity and compassion for all the people his grandfather hurt. In wondering how he could possibly have done such a thing, Kai found that his grandfather had already murdered someone before the war. He was caught, tried, and imprisoned, but the Nazis freed him and trained him in Dachau. There they utilized his skills to conceive an extermination camp to annihilate an entire race. He had already been desensitized, Kai believes, his conscience seared as with a hot iron. The troubled young man later found success working in the hotel industry, but found no satisfaction in his accomplishments. While in Singapore near Easter of 1989, Kai became ill and nearly bled to death. In the hospital, he picked up a Gideon Bible. I read Psalm 51, he remembers, and it blew me away. Kai read what God had done for King David, who was guilty of terrible sin, and discovered that this same forgiveness, grace, and mercy were available to him. I realized I was a wretched man, he says. God allowed people to come into my life, and I heard the gospel. Salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. Next time on Laugh Again, I'll tell you the rest of this story, which is now a movie, of how Kai's decision to follow Christ changed the course of his life. For now, whatever your lineage, whatever you've done, turn to Jesus today. And hey, thanks for listening. Let's do it again real soon. A little boy wrote, Dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.